Here's a thought about the best glass you can get your hands on, which I think about every time I look at the number of camera reviews to be found on YouTube and the internet. It's absolutely mind-boggling. It seems as though the minute a new camera is announced, literally to the minute, the usual suspects are in a panic race to post their observations of the new camera and its capabilities and shortcomings. And I value their work. It does help me when I'm considering purchasing a new piece of equipment or comparing one piece of equipment to another. But isn't it interesting that, comparatively speaking, lens reviews are almost non-existent? They're there, but you have to search for them. And the reviewers don't put near as much effort into the details of a lens review as they do to a camera review. When it seems to me that since the lens is the thing that touches the light first and foremost, that it ought to be the thing that we really spend our time looking at and trying to improve. For example, over at dpreview.com, I've looked at various cameras in their comparison chart from one to another, particularly when I'm trying to compare the noise ratio at various ISOs. That's an important tool, and they have it, and it's great. But one of the things that's never said is what lens they're using when they photograph those test charts. Doesn't it make sense that different lenses would report different levels of detail and different resolution depending on the focal length of the lens, the brand, the manufacturer, etc.? But they never do. It's as though the lens is never part of the equation, when, in my way of thinking, it's the most important part of the equation. If you have a bad lens, every picture you take is going to be compromised by whatever the weakness of that lens is. On the other hand, if you have a really great lens and a mediocre camera, you're probably still going to get very usable and acceptable results because of the quality of the lens. I'd go even farther than that and say that you can use the worst camera possible and still make pretty good pictures if you have a terrific lens. And of course, if you have a bad lens, or even worse, a defective lens, every single picture you take is going to be compromised. I remember when I was teaching photography back in the 1970s, one of the things I used to point out, because we always did lens testing to find out which was the sharpest aperture, I always pointed out that the strategy that is most productive is to spend 25% of your budget on the camera and 75% of your budget on the best lenses you can possibly afford. I don't think that's changed a bit. It's still that way to this day. And another place this shows up, I think, is in the quality of lenses that we now have for digital photography. Because the resolution of the sensors is so great, it requires absolutely top-notch lenses to take advantage of whatever the sensor can provide. So if you have a 60-megapixel camera and you put on it a crappy lens, you're not going to get 60 megapixels worth of detail. But if you have a really good lens on a 24-megapixel camera, you're going to get stunning 24-megapixel images. It's just that simple. The lens is everything. Which leads to a couple of pragmatic conclusions. Number one is, not only buy the best quality lens you can get, but buy it from a place that gives you a return policy so that if you happen to get a lens that has a manufacturing problem, and maybe it's not quite up to snuff, you can exchange it for a different one. All manufacturing processes are going to have a certain small and tiny percentage that don't achieve their quality control standards. You want to make sure you don't end up with one of those lenses. And then once you own a lens, the first thing you want to do before you keep it is test it and make sure that it's performing up to your expectations. Elsewhere, I've talked about lens test charts that will tell you exactly which aperture is the sharpest on your lens and which focal length in a zoom lens might have compromises. This is practical and pragmatic information that you need to know, because even the best glass isn't going to perform at its highest level if you don't know what f-stop or what focal length is the sharpest on that lens.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.